Welcome back to episode 41 of Too Much THC with Megan Bethel and Maddie Mayhew. We're here, we're high, we're fly, and we hope you're high or about to be high.
How are you guys doing?
Hey! Sorry we took a little minute away.
Just, we need a second.
We're just girls, you know, like busy girls.
Busy, busy girls. I'm sure you understand.
But here we are.
Yeah, speaking of, well, okay. First,
Let's rip the Band-Aid off.
Let's rip the Band-Aid off. I'm going to talk about it. I'm having a surgery coming up, and I feel like I need to stop smoking weed just a little bit before the surgery.
So we might have
Can you guys tell me, have you guys had that issue with the anesthesia? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I saw a TikTok about something the other day. TikTok encyclopedia. That's what it is, you know?
They probably heard me talking but to you about it and then pulled it up.
Here's the thing. We could do, like, tolerance break. Live action.
Watch us breaking down on camera.
Watch us spiral. Watch us go through live withdrawals. Or you could stop smoking and I could keep smoking more. I could smoke double for I could smoke double for the both of us.
Yeah, and it's like me reacting to you. That would be really fun.
Now this, we'll have some fun with it. But yeah,
just let me know if you guys, okay, have any of you guys smoked right up until surgery? Or like...
During?
Or...
Doc, you gotta put an IV of
Listen, you're
CBD
gonna have to
oil.
Wake me up halfway through, have a quick smoke break, put me back under.
Hey, Doc. I'll totally do the surgery, but could you just wake me up halfway through so I can hit a quick bowl? He's like, no, for sure.
We understand.
Your lung transplant.
Oh. And also, well, I know that it's not great for healing, so.
But also, isn't it the best for healing?
But I've had a surgery before, and I won't lie.
Will you? Okay, rip the Band-Aid off. Catherine, close your ears.
Catherine's not listening. Catherine's my mother. Catherine, don't listen.
Yeah, right.
Like, my brother was, like, brewing the bong hits, like...
Listen, I'm sure every person reacts differently. But, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing to just cut back, you know? We could just smoke less. Like, we can do it. If we don't smoke, we will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or, maybe we only smoke... Okay, like once a day or when we're filming.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll really want to film. We'll film every day. You know?
Wow.
You guys will get tons of episodes.
Damn, we should try it.
That's okay. We'll figure something out. Okay, guys, we will.
Okay, Maddie has a story.
Okay, I have a story.
You.
Yeah.
I want you to tell it.
Speaking of weed, so the other day I had this. Okay, recently, I had a few comedy shows. It was crazy. That's also why we haven't posted in a while, because I had, like, three shows, and I was panicking. Anyway, so I had my final show on a Wednesday, and I went out with some of my comedy friends, and we got really drunk, and I got too drunk on a Wednesday night. Anyway.
I was shocked. I literally thought Maddie had gotten kidnapped.
Thought I had gotten kidnapped, but I didn't even get a text.
Well, I looked at your location and I saw that you were still on Ossington's.
Yeah. As you're on Ossington,
I was like, she's out somewhere.
No, yeah. So I went out. I went out drinking.
We're in a field.
You're right. And we got really drunk. It
your
was late.
Your phone is laying on Ossington.
And literally on the news the next morning, you wake up to girl's cell phone found on street outside of Ossington Bar.
That is so funny.
That now you would definitely feel bad. Anyway, I'm alive. Fuck. I survived. I just went out with my friend. I'm just like, cool. But the next day, I wake up. God, I worked at 8:30. Like, I started at 8:30, so that was horrible. But I went into work, and I was sitting in my chair. I sit in, like, a gamer chair at work. I literally sit in a gamer chair, and I hang my coat on the back of my chair, and I was like, holy shit, I smell weed. Like, I was like, I thought it was my sweater. I'm like sitting there smelling my sweater. I'm smelling the arms of my sweater, because also Megan's mom had been staying with us. So we were keeping the bong in my room out of respect for her mother. And so I was like, maybe.
We are respectful, Catherine.
We are respectful. We could just not get high when she's here, but we do it in my room. So it's all the same.
Oh my God. Another but anyway, story after that.
Yeah. But anyway, so I was like, oh my God, my clothes must smell. It was not that. So mm-hmm. I'm sitting there and I'm like, it's my coat. My coat smells. Because when I was out drinking, we were smoking joints. Like, we would go outside, whatever, da, da, da. I realized halfway through the day that I didn't want to throw the butts of the joint on the ground. You know, don't throw your cigarette butts on the ground, people. Like, it's littering. Straight up. But there was no garbage cans where we were, and I was like, I'm just gonna put these in my pocket and throw them out at home. So I just had two burnt ass ends of joints in my pocket all day at work. It smelled, I was like, I'm gonna get fired. They're gonna be like, you're high as fuck right now. That's so funny. I was making the office smell so bad. So don't do that.
You weren't like,
no, I was actively looking for garbage cans on the street and I couldn't find one. But no, they were just like in my, like, there was no even weed on them anymore.
It was just
the smell from the burnt, like from smoking through the filter. It was literally the filters.
I bet it was also just like coming off of your body.
No.
Yeah.
Because once I put the coat down, you couldn't smell it. But then when I got up to leave, I was like, whoosh.
You know it's bad wave. When you can smell,
I was like, it's loud.
Weed.
I know. That's why I was like, oh, fuck. But when
I can never
this
smell
is
it.
Also, this is really quick. When I'd gotten to the rehearsal, the first thing, other than hello, that someone said to me was, you smell like weed. Well, okay, Liz goes, she pulls me aside and she goes, she's smelling me, she's like, you smell. And I was like, oh, like what? Because I thought I smelled like BO.
Oh,
because I'd been at work all day, like mm-hmm. I use crystal deodorant. It's like very realistic. It's a very real possibility. So I was like, holy scary. shit, like what? And she's like, weed. And I was like, oh, phew, okay. Like, I know that.
That's fine.
Like, what's new?
You're just at rehearsal.
As long as it's not BO. Some may say they're pretty similar. Anyway,
really,
probably
skunk.
I used to hate the smell of weed.
I used to think it smelled like skunk, and now I don't think it smells like skunk.
Now it sets off the parts in my brain that say I'm excited.
There were things throughout that.
Yes, okay.
First of all, please be smoking with us because we are fried.
You'll seriously need it.
Yeah. Secondly, oh, lucky. So
she wasn't so lucky.
My mom staying here. So Maddie got me a bong for Christmas. Lucky. And was it Christmas?
Yeah, for Christmas.
That feels so.
That was your gift.
Long ago.
I know. I got her a nice bong.
There's still snow outside.
Like a pretty thick bong. Because we are not lucky with them.
We're not great with our bongs. As I was walking from the kitchen to Maddie's room, I dropped the bong and just water everywhere. But the bong itself didn't break at all. It's just the stem.
Yeah.
Right? And the stem is like shattered.
I think so. I haven't looked at it. Yeah, it's always the stem.
But it's so thick. It like bounced off the ground. It scared me.
It is a thick bottom. We started using our old bong. A thick bottom. We started using our old bong. If you've been listening for a long time, or if you know, have listened before, we've been using Maria.
Oh, Maria. But she's also, the stem's
broken. And.
But it's usable.
I'm pretty sure every bong we have, like, the stem is broken.
Probably.
It's the first thing to go.
You're right.
Yeah.
We have so many of just, what's that part called? The vase?
Yeah.
The body?
The bong. The base? I don't know. It's like a graveyard, a Frankenstein graveyard.
Yeah. We bought a dab rig, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dabs were not.
Let's forget about that. We need an actual, like, blowtorch.
I don't think I do. I burnt myself so bad on this small one.
Yeah, but I think that because you wouldn't have to hold it there as long. Like, it would heat up
maybe,
fast.
Yeah.
I could be like, it's hot. Like, with the little one, you gotta sit there for a while to get it hot.
I don't know what's wrong with me, but lately I've been lighting the bowl and then putting the lighter on my leg right after. I don't know why. And burning it. It's so stupid.
Silly.
Anybody else been there?
Rookie mistake. Just kidding.
I'll probably do that. I burn the tip of my nose too, lighting joints. Okay, so massive shout out to
yes,
that one gay person on Instagram.
That's such an amazing username, by the way. We're not just saying like that one gay person, that is their username on Instagram.
Yeah.
could you imagine? We're like, that one gay person, you know.
I don't think we'd get in trouble.
No, it's just funny. If we were like referring to one of our fans as that one gay person. I'm just saying that we look gay. Our fans. yes.
So.
Shout out to you.
They gave us a great idea of.
They gave us multiple good video ideas.
Thank you so much. So what kind of stoner are you? We're going to talk about different types of stoners. Yeah. And we're going to do a stoner quiz. Like a BuzzFeed stoner quiz.
So you guys.
Can do it too. Let us know what you get.
Or whatever. If you're an audio listener, just send us telepathically what answer you get. You know?
Mm-hmm. They can comment on our Instagram.
Yeah, period.
Comment on our Instagram.
Like, just find a way. Yeah. Just find a way to tell us what you are.
Yeah. So, okay. I'm so curious. Should you do it and then I do it? Because I feel like we're going to have different answers.
Yeah. Okay.
You go first.
Me go first? Mm-hmm. Okay. The first question is, what do you want to eat when you're stoned? Pizza, donuts, waffles, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, chips and guac, or burger and fries? This is a good question, but, you know, I'd say my first instinct is probably a pizza. You can't go wrong with a pizza. It's easy to get. It's cheap. It's everything you need. We got it. What is your favorite thing to do when you're stoned? Watch TV, listen to music, eat, period. Socialize, go to bed. Think big thinks. Now, see, because, again, I like the sound of all of those. But I feel like...
There's one that stands out to me.
For me, specifically. Like, I do love to eat, but I feel like I'm between watch TV and socialize, which I feel like are two opposites. Mm. But I do love to be high in a party or a social setting. Grocery store.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. I do love an... Okay, I'm going to say socialize because you always feel even more high when you're like when you're like walking around, I feel like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same with...
And I just...
Whenever I drink, when you stand up for the first time, whoa. Yeah. Same thing when you smoke.
Like when you get out of the Uber for the first time. Anyway, guys, I fell out of the Uber on the weekend.
It was
quite literally.
Well,
that's
honestly,
all I can say on that.
I think I've done that before too.
Yeah, it's just so funny.
I really wish I got it on camera. My reaction, it was just so surprising.
The Uber driver was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm
just
fucking
turned around
drunk.
And you were in the snow."
Whatever. Okay, back to the quiz. What was that noise? Probably my stomach grumbling. Don't
me
worry about
right
it.
Now. I'm like, my stomach is grumbling.
That was, yeah.
So loud.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Dude, are you freaking out right now? Just relax, buddy. Sorry, I've got to read for a second. Do you ever think about how sound works? So weird. Fuck, it's the cops.
What was the question
who wrote
again?
This? It said, what's that noise?
Oh my God.
I'm going to say my stomach grumbling.
Yeah.
Because it probably is. Have we done this quiz before?
Have we?
Because I feel like I remember this meme. It doesn't matter. I'm just like.
What if we get different answers?
No, that's good. There's a meme in here for everyone listening that. don't even know how to describe it.
I don't remember that. What?
Should we just skip this one?
Yeah, skip that question. What?
Well, I guess I have to answer it. Okay. I do not have the energy to process that. That is one of the answers, and that's what we're going to go with. It was literally just a picture of a meme. It's like kind of like a millennial meme.
You'll see it if you look up if this quiz. If you do
the
quiz.
Okay, pick a song. The next episode, Dr. Dre featuring Snoop Dogg. Rainy Day, Women Number 12, and 35 Inches. What? Bob Dylan. That is crazy. Because I got
what
high.
What are these Afro options? Man,
smoke two joints. The Toys. Shakedown Street. Grateful Dead. Legalize It. Peter Tosh. Okay. I'm going to go.
There is only one that
I feel like I'm
going to
put Because I Got High. Because yes. In my head it's like. Da, 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 da. Okay. Anyway.
Because I got high.
Okay, do you think there's life on other planets? I don't even know, dude. The universe is so big, we can't be the only ones, right? LOL, whatever, Mulder. I get it. I get the reference.
That's a good TV show, though. I love X-Files.
Yeah. Dude, I don't even want to think about that. It freaks me out. What if, like, one of us was already an alien? Like, how would we even know? One of them will... maybe one of them will get here with the goddamn pizza already. This quiz? I'm going to say the universe is so big we can't be the only ones, right? Sleepy stoner. You're not exactly the most social. Okay, I love how I said my favorite thing to do when stoned is socialize. And it's like you're not the most social person when you're stoned. You think the best time to blaze is when you're already curled up under a blanket and looking to relax. There isn't a huge amount of time between when you're stoned and when you pass out. Okay, true. But also, I love that they were just like, no, we know you. They're like, we're not even going to let
you. You do fall asleep on the couch.
I do, but we're sitting watching TV. Like, yeah. What else am I going to do?
You're right.
You know? Who okay. doesn't? What comment below if you fall asleep on the couch. Okay.
Other day, after we were drinking, I came in at 6 a.m. and you were like, fully asleep with your hands crossed on your lap.
Yeah.
Sitting up.
You've fallen asleep on the couch before?
Yeah, I have. It just made me giggle.
Not drunk.
You're right.
Okay. So, I'm not going to read all the answers this time. You're just,
No. So, pizza, for sure.
Okay, that's what do you want to eat when you're stoned? Okay. What's your favorite thing to do when you're stoned?
Watch TV.
I do love it. What was that noise?
I think probably my stomach crumbling. If there was an option for the landlord, we used to
fuck it's the landlord
at my old place.
Oh my god, that this is one, funny.
This is the meme.
Well, how do you feel about the meme?
I don't care for the meme. I don't have the energy.
I don't care.
Okay, because pick I got a song. High, because I got
and you're like, we're going to have different answers. Do you think there's life on other planets?
Yes, 100%. Is there an option for that?
The same thing that I picked. The universe is so big, we can't be the only ones, right?
Yes.
Or, I don't even want to think about that. It freaks me out.
No, that doesn't.
Okay. Sleepy stoner. Oh, we're both sleepy stoners, you know.
It's kind of true.
Should we do a different one, too?
Well, okay. I don't even know what these are. Let me talk about a couple of the types that... I feel like I looked up some types.
This is like a knowledge quiz. Yeah, let's just talk about types.
Well, okay.
I don't know anything about weed, actually.
A knowledge quiz. Yeah, we don't need to do that.
We don't need to test our knowledge. We know. Not right we know now, about that.
So...
We know.
I just looked at a couple of sites and just picked the ones that I actually thought were relevant. Like, some yeah. of them, like, that's stupid. But, okay, the first one, they called it a spliff gremlin, which I don't think I've ever used the word spliff.
Spliff gremlin.
But it's, like, the mooch.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I do identify with that. But I will say, as much as I mooch, I do share.
I love sharing weed.
I will always share. I just never have it.
Honestly, I don't mind sharing weed. But I definitely see how there could be a person that feel like.
To be fair, I feel like we don't, like, I'll never, like, I never go to a party and, like, ask people. I usually wait for people to be, like, who wants to go smoke? As soon as I hear those words, how many words is that? Who wants to go smoke? 5 words. Those 5 words.
You're trying to find your coat.
I'm up. My coat's on. Before they even finish, I'm there at the door waiting outside. I have a lighter. Literally, I always carry a lighter, because then if someone's like, does anybody have a lighter? Yeah, can I have it?
Which one do you want?
But like, as soon as someone said, like, you're at a party and someone goes, who wants to go smoke? I'm like, yes.
That's your time. Because
then you also can like pick out who is a stoner.
Yeah. Okay, the next one is the connoisseur.
Okay.
Connoisseur. Or, like, the know-it-all kind of, you know, somebody who's, bartender, but not actually.
Who cares if they care if you actually use the correct terminology or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Some people are, like, I'm, like, I don't want to know that much about it, dude. Unless you are, like, a bartender.
Some people get paid a lot of money. Like in those baking TV shows that we watch where they smoke weed and then they have never heard of on the show, but they're like, I'm a weed oil specialist.
Yeah.
You know?
Those people. But I feel like some people are just like, I don't know, like for me, like I just walk in and I'm like, hello. I just need something that will get me high. But it's like some people probably go into like dispensaries and they're like, I need something this, like, you know, they're probably like know-it-alls about it. Like,
well, I've definitely smoked with people that are like, I remember,
or try to test you to see like if you're actually a stoner.
Yeah.
Grow up.
The first time I ever bought weed off of somebody, I felt like they were like telling me the specials like at a restaurant.
Literally.
And I was like, I don't know what I'm getting into. I just like, need weed.
I'll be damned if I ever remember what the strain is called.
It's true. Like, but I always wish I did.
That was good. No, yeah, I'll be like, what was this? And then we'll say it and then we'll never remember. Name one strain that we've liked.
Gather. I smoked a strain called Gather once.
I feel like we did.
Wasn't there one called
talk like about whale? Lemon skunk or something in an episode, and we liked it.
Mm-hmm.
You win some, you lose some.
Okay, the next one is the couch potato versus like productive stoner. You know, some people. I saw this TikTok account of this runners group. And they smoke before they go running.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that. I'm not sure.
If I was a runner, I could definitely do that. I can do anything. Hi.
If I was already.
Except pass a drug test. Classic.
True.
But it's.
And drive.
Oh, for real. I mean, I probably could, but I would never.
No, not good. Yeah.
Put me on a crash course.
But I definitely think there's some people that, like, smoke weed and they get really wired. And then there's some people that smoke weed and they're more of a melt into the couch.
I feel like everybody who smokes, like, always hears, like, you always hear that person, like, at an event, at the party, I can't smoke anymore. Makes me paranoid.
That was my next one. So it started with the philosopher.
But which also, definitely identify with couch potato.
Yeah, me too.
Just on that last one. I feel like sometimes that's the most classic. Sometimes I like
to smoke before cleaning.
I feel like that's the most common. Well, you know, smoke before anything. True. Not everything. Just anything has potential to be more fun. But.
Yes.
Yes.
That.
I don't want people to, like, literally think I can't function without smoking.
No,
but, what was I going to say? Oh, no, I think couch potato, I think, is the most widely, like, I feel like everybody, regardless of what you are, you get the couch potato part. Like,
well,
you know.
I feel like you can start productive and then transition. Just, like, so the next one is the philosopher. That's what they called it on online. I don't know. Yeah. But, like, you know, somebody who's sitting there, like, doing math in their head or...
Oh, my God, yeah. Like worrying. Thinking,
yeah. But then it can turn into the paranoid stoner.
Yeah.
Which it's I have been before.
You have definitely been. Megan has definitely been.
I feel like you have been, too, maybe once or twice.
Okay.
Not nearly as much.
It just stands out more in my mind with you.
Yeah. I definitely have gotten a little paranoid before.
But one thing we did, a little tip, is every time, I mean, it was valid. It was fair that you would get paranoid.
Yeah.
Every time we would hotbox her bathroom in her old apartment, she would just, like, every sound we would hear, it would be like, she's like, I'm evicted. Like, that. That's them taping the eviction notice to my door. Yeah. Like, she's like, are they knocking? Like, are they going to barge in? And this is, like, when we were, like, first starting smoking. So.
I thought you're always like, we've been doing this for weeks. Well, I guess
okay, but it was still at the beginning. Like,
yeah, that's true.
It was like we would be smoking one bowl each, and we'd be high for like.
I keep reaching for the bong. Can you? Yeah. Thank you, queen.
But anyway, it was just so funny. She'd be like, "That's them." Like,
so what's the tip?
I'm kicked out. Oh, the tip is, before we would smoke soberly, we would be like, we would talk about how ridiculous that is. Because like, we would just be like, if they were going to evict you, if they were going to kick you out from it, like, you'd get a warning. Mm-hmm. You'd get something. Like, it was just like, we'd been doing it for a bit. And, like, we were just like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Like, this thought. And then when you would be start to get paranoid, be like, remember when we were sober? And your sober self literally told you how ridiculous that is. And I think it helped.
It did help.
Because you'd be like, okay, we literally talked about how crazy, like, we verbally talked about that.
And you came up with that yourself.
I mean, it's not always like.
Because it was you that had to deal with it. Well, it wasn't fun for me either. But
yeah, but I think, like, obviously you can't judge what's going to make someone paranoid. But maybe just have, like, a conversation first and be like, if any of us feels worried or whatever, we just got to remember, like, we're fine. Everything's fine. And your high's going to wear off. That's the thing. It always wears off.
One time.
It didn't.
I freaked you out. It didn't. Yeah. One time it didn't for a while.
Yeah, you freaked me out sober daily.
Fuck you. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
But I remember this.
It's because there was a red light in the bathroom.
Yeah. And like, she always does, like, these little demon possessed things. Like, that's valid. Because you were scaring me.
Yeah, that's
you're
funny.
Scary under a red light.
I am. No, listen. So the other day,
is.
My mom and I, when she was here, we saw a candlelight concert.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
It was really good.
But what theme did you do? You're about to tell me.
It was like movie scores.
Okay, yeah.
Top movie songs. So they did the sad song, A Marriage Life from Up.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And what else did they do? Oh, like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ooh.
It was cool with a bunch of candles around.
Okay.
But these people concert. In front of us were on their phones the whole time. And the attendants kept coming over and being like, get off of your phones. And they just kept pulling them out. It was really annoying. And we had the option of sitting there. But. Yeah. So we had two rows to pick from, but when we got there, a bunch of people had their winter coats, like, really hanging over the seats, which, valid, that's but my mom was like, let's just sit winter. One row back, because, I don't know, there were kind of empty seats. Anyways, we made the wrong decision there. And then we went to Max Pizza with, which, if you're in Toronto, that was really good. Pizza. Why did this conversation start? Oh, when we were there, we Wish took I pictures. Knew. Oh. And the the lighting was red. And we kept being like, we look horrible under this lighting.
Yeah,
like,
so now you know why scary. I was You're right. fearing for my life.
And I was sober.
Yeah.
Okay. So another...
Speaking of sober... Can you pass that back over here?
The bong?
I want to match ya.
That, yeah, that was
shot
good.
Shot for shot. Guys, if you're watching on YouTube and you ever see our bong, no, you didn't. Like, you're for real, sorry. No, you fucking did it.
Listen, it's really hard to clean when the stem is broken and, like...
And if you are a bong user, you get it, so it's fine. Mm-hmm. Look at yours that right now clear. And tell me.
That is a stoner type.
Filthy.
Yeah.
But there, okay, some people, like, it doesn't get changed.
Well, some people you can't see at all through the bong, and guys, then you look down it real. Before you're going to take it, and
after woo! This, go change your bong water. Just go do it. Just dump it out.
I saw something refill that it. Said it can Takes grow two mold seconds. After 3 days.
Yuck. Go Isn't do that it. Bad? And then... Because it's already bad enough that for you're inhaling. You. You don't need the mold. Okay, so just go, like, just do it. It's so fast. One, two, done.
Rinse this is also and repeat. A reminder for ourselves.
Yeah, this is just for me editing this later.
Okay, another type of sonar, the crunchy or, like, hippie kind of. That's one I just saw online. Oh my god, yes. I'm like, yeah. I can see that.
Iconic.
I feel like. And then 420 mom, which kind of like goes Sorry, into I wasn't that. Ready for
it. Okay, wait. I feel like crunchy stoner. Let's talk about that one for a second. Yeah. Because I don't feel like I feel know any. I'm
sliding
any.
Away from the desk. One sec. There we go. The
floor's a little uneven. It's the character of a Toronto apartment.
There are like so, get places on in the floor where you feel like you're going to fall through. In this house.
It's the character of an older home in Toronto. All Whatever. Right.
I'm back with you now.
Oh, I don't think I know anybody who's a very, like, crunchy...
I just feel like...
But yeah. Maybe I want to.
Maybe that's more what
maybe
you
Maybe people
see
I went to high school with.
Online or, like, on movie like stereotypes a, like Cheech and Chong.
Like Portland, Oregon type that's stoner. True. Like, I... You know, that yeah. area.
I'm kind of picturing more, yeah. I
Like,
I
let's go camping.
Like, we need to go into the woods and, like, yeah. smoke this joint.
Let's
be, like,
smoke
one
on a hike.
Trees.
I mean, it sounds fun.
Yeah. Someone who, like, needs to do it outside.
Yeah. It enhances They're their an outdoor experience. Enthusiast. And when they get the munchies, they eat, like, homemade granola or something. Anyway, 420 mom yeah, is... Yum. Hilar.
420 mom Hilar. Is definitely real. I love it because I work love... at a Starbucks that's really yeah. close to a weed shop.
Yeah.
And I see moms all day going hey, from mama. One to the other with the little bag.
Yep.
Listen. And dads and everybody. I see everybody coming from the weed shop.
Women getting rights. Is unreal. Imagine telling a woman in the fucking 50s, like, girl, I just picked up Bought weed. Me. I just went to Starbucks. I'm literally wearing pants, bro. No husband.
Okay, I was stalking.
Like, they'd be like, bitch.
I was stalking this girl on Twitter the other day, and she thinks women should not be allowed to vote again. I'm like,
oh, yeah, we're
how
definitely.
Can you do that?
Some people never change, but maybe she shouldn't, you know?
Yeah,
maybe she should just not. Maybe she should just exclude herself and shut mm-hmm. up about it. That's the thing I don't get with, like, really hateful people. It's like, why don't you just exclude yourself from the situation and then it'll be fine? Like, what if you just, like, didn't care about other people for 1 second? While also caring about other people so much. But, you know, I feel like those people, like, okay. Like, the people yes. who are, like, drag queens and abortions are ruining the world. It's like, maybe you should just, like, go sit down and put your feet up. You know? Where read just, a like, book. Self-care. Like, watch your favorite TV show. Mm-hmm.
Find something else to do.
Nonfiction. Watch a cartoon or something. Like, just...
You're right.
Smoke a freaking bowl. That is what I'm trying to say. It took me a while to get there, but I got... You get what I mean, though.
I followed you there.
It's like, just don't worry about me. Just pretend like I don't exist.
Yeah, I just don't get why anybody has to... If you're not hurt, like, actively hurting someone else... Yeah, I really
don't... Like, I couldn't...
Hurting...
Give two fucks about what somebody else does about...
Who cares?
Anything. It's like, I'm so... I have so like, many if you're going around things murdering going people, on with myself.
Okay, yeah, let's put an end to that. Yeah, like, let's maybe stop... That's not... Because you're infringing on other Well, once again,
just remove yourself life. From that situation. Like, don't... Yeah. If you just remove but yourself from murdering else, people...
Who just... Exactly, remove yourself
just from remove yourself.
Yes.
Take a step back. Breathe Go in, breathe home, out. Like, it's like, I don't know, like, paint, like, get a hobby. Get something
to eat really good.
Yeah. And just eat
a good meal.
Yeah. Next time you're about to have an unnecessary, hateful thought, think about us in your ear saying, whoa, why? Just chill.
I feel like this isn't for our audience. I feel like most of our audience are, like, hopefully good people. But yeah, no, not saying that you were saying that they're not.
Our audience is full of conservatives and pro-lifers. I'm telling them because they're going to be on my side. Mm-hmm. If I told someone else that, they'd be like, are you kidding me? Listen,
how are you guys doing?
Just in my Gandhi era. Where's the lighter?
The lighter? Yeah, we only have one lighter. It's really bad. Where you were looking from.
It's really bad when we only have one lighter because we'll put it anywhere but where it needs to be.
Yeah.
Period.
That's so funny. I thought you would have had some in your room when I came in here. I was hoping you did, but no. There's one in my coat pocket.
This is the one from my room, I feel like.
No. It's our Athens, Greece lighter. Okay,
wait. Speaking of Athens, Greece, mm-hmm. 420 moms.
Oh, 420 moms. Yeah. I don't know. Once again, they I don't know any right personally, but I've seen it before.
I love on TikTok. Like, I don't know. I just love seeing them on TikTok.
We definitely follow some 420 moms and on TikTok. For sure. Yeah. Sorry.
I just love it. Like, I love how, like, things that our grandparents and, like, even some people, like, our age's parents, like, they would never think of smoking weed, like, ever. But now moms are just straight up, like, put the kids to bed,
mm-hmm.
hit the garage, hit the bomb. Like, yep. That is amazing. Parenting is probably so much easier when you just smoke it up at night.
Well, I feel like at CBD, at least, for sure, has hopefully been helpful for a lot of people. I don't know. I keep trying to suggest it to people in my life when they're complaining about back pain. My
grandma uses CBD, like, lotion on her hand because she's arthritis. I want my dad
to use it on his back. Arthritis. His back is hurting.
Yeah.
So... Okay, a lot of new music came out.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Mm-hmm. New Music City.
Yeah, and all on the same night. 100 Gex, Melanie Martinez, Hozier, Lana, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so
it's like they're. I don't even know what to listen to.
Well, honestly, at Caliuches too. I don't know if we talked about that.
I've listened to her a lot. Mm-hmm. Ali and AJ put out an album.
Oh,
too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say. We're gonna add a bunch of our favorites to the playlist of the week, and you guys should check it out. But yeah, it's been really exciting. Especially what's that song by 100 Gex? that I really like, Dumbest Girl Alive. That song is really good.
I'm so bad with song names. Like, I always just like when an album comes out, I just like play the album and then I'm like, I like, what one did I like? Like, I'm like, I don't know, but I like that one.
Miley's album is really good, actually. I didn't really listen to it at first.
Every album Miley has made ever has been really good. Even her one with her dead pets.
With her what?
Like Miley and her dead pets or whatever. Remember that era?
No.
Oh.
What?
Fake fan.
Tell me about it.
It's just an album, like dedicated to her fucking. Let me see. She like has.
I really loved. What's the album before this? Plastic Hearts? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That one's. Yeah. Really good.
She. Miley Cyrus is just so talented. Like, she's genuinely just so, like, all around, like,
Yeah.
She acts, she sings, but, like, her voice is unreal.
And I like that when she is coming.
Miley Cyrus and her dead pets.
Oh. No, I don't know if...
23 song album.
True.
Bangers.
Look at all the ones literally that you liked, yeah.
Except one. But no, obviously, Miley Cyrus has been iconic since
the beginning.
Since her birth.
I've been listening to her since my dad would let me play her when I was at his work with him.
Yeah, me and my sister had that like CD where it was like one disc was Miley Cyrus, one disc was Hannah Montana.
Yes, that's what I listened to at his work.
Yeah, so
such a good CD.
So freaking good.
Yeah. Love Miley Cyrus. Heard she got in a fight with Kendall Jenner. Did you
really
see that?
I didn't see that.
I don't know. People were saying, okay, I hate this tea, but let's talk about it. So apparently Selena posted a picture and she tagged Miley in it.
Right.
And people are saying that's because Miley, like, confronted Kendall about being a mean girl about Selena while they were at, I don't know what they were at, the Oscars?
She confronted Kendall?
Kendall, was it? Yeah, I think Kendall.
That's weird because Kendall really wasn't a part of it. Was, you know,
it Kendall?
Like, Kendall has been, like, I no doubt Kendall's a mean girl. Like, she's definitely been accused of that, but... Mm-hmm. You know, Kylie posted the photo, like, I feel like Kylie was more closely, like, Kylie started their most recent drama with Hailey and Selena.
Kylie, yeah.
Everybody just started digging up all the stuff on Hailey. But Kendall, I feel like Kendall's a mean girl, too, so who cares?
People are like, Miley Cyrus made Kendall Jenner cry.
Oh my god.
At the Versace after party. I don't know.
If it is true, I'll definitely be hearing about it at work.
Yeah,
true, by the time this is out, we'll probably know.
It's probably fake.
Probably.
But that'll be iconic. Has anybody else seen that?
Miley, what's good?
But it is true that Selena tagged Miley.
Yeah.
I went and looked. It's a beautiful photo. Selena looks great in it.
God, Selena Gomez is gorgeous.
Yeah. You've been watching that new show with her, right? She's been filming it right now.
Only Murders in the Building. Yeah, mm-hmm. I started watching season one. I haven't finished it, but it's good. It's like these people... Like, there's a, someone dies in their building, and then they're, like, the police rule it, like, a suicide, but then they're, like, no.
It's not.
It's more. Yeah. And so then they start investigating it, and they start a podcast, to document it.
Okay, wait. So I know Selena Gomez is in it, and I know there's the two other guys. Are they all live in the building, or does she like request the help?
All live in the building. Mm-hmm. Like they were just like they bump into each other in the elevator, and like when the crime scene happened, they literally just bumped into each other in a restaurant. So like, and then they all listened to a true crime podcast, and that's how they started. So they started their own true crime podcast, solving a murder.
Yeah.
Smart.
Okay.
Love it. Anyway, it's good.
How many, do you know how many seasons? I think
that there's two out right now.
So they're filming,
yeah. Well, there's two out on Disney Plus right now. I don't think the third one's out,
but I think it said they were filming season three.
Okay, so yeah. But there's a lot of guest stars in it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I always see her posting, like, on Instagram with, like, different
people,
celebrities, and
okay,
yeah.
Also Swarm, we just started watching Swarm. We're not all the way through it yet.
No, we're only like a couple episodes in.
Pretty freaky.
It is. I really like it. If you like it, yeah, it's definitely weird. Like, it's just like so violent.
Well, it just, it really takes some unexpected turns. So,
but it's Donald Glover, so.
Yeah.
If you've seen Atlanta, that's only unexpected turns.
You're right. So,
like, you never know what you're going to get in an episode of that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a genius, I think.
It's a great concept, too. Well, it says that it's based off of a true story. So
probably. It's about, like, a fangirl.
Yeah.
And we all know how fangirls can be. I mean,
like, we have a trillion of them.
Look at Selena. Look at Selena, not Gomez. But, well, Selena Gomez, I'm sure her fans would kill someone for her.
Who were you talking about?
Selena. The original, the OG Selena.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
President of her fan club.
Good, yeah, great show so far. Anything else we've been watching? I don't know, I feel like we,
I don't think so. We've been busy. We haven't even been watching.
I know, but I felt like we finished something. I don't know. But it wasn't enough to stick.
Wasn't good enough to remember. Wasn't memorable.
What can I say? Whatever. So, I don't know.
What do you say we wrap this thing up?
That's what I was thinking. I'm ready to eat something. I've been getting these...
Speaking of munchies.
Meal boxes, because I'm not a great chef. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to cook one.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I'm kind of hungry too. I need a little snack.
Yeah, I'm saying that in hopes that someone's going to hear it that works for like a company.
You're right. We love meal subscription boxes here.
We love meal subscription
boxes. We actually do. They're actually really great.
Yeah. Okay. Love you guys so much.
Love you.
Also, oh wait, like, no, there was one
comment,
more thing I wanted to talk about.
Rate, subscribe.
Just okay. Just one thing to let us know. Also, massive shout out to that one gay person once again.
That one gay person, yes. Once again, you're a real one.
So, first of all, are there any munchies from whatever country you're from that we should try?
Oh, yeah.
Like, your let favorite us know. Munchies after you smoke? Because we have a little bit of a bigger audience now. So let us know, and we'd be down to try.
Yeah, let us know your favorite munchies that are, like, specific to your country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the good
and
stuff.
And we'll try.
Don't trick us.
Do not fool us. We will not be fooled.
We won't be.
We have before.
But not again.
But never again.
All right, guys. Have a good night, or day, or morning.
Do all the things. Ooh. Like, rate us. If you listen, I don't know, rate us on Apple Podcasts 5 stars, or else we'll come find you. Subscribe, like, do all the things, please.
All right, bye guys.
Love you. Surf, surf, surf. Bye.